Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for Business is Personal, What You Do and Why You Do It Matters. And I am completely over the moon to have with us today our leading lady, Tasha Oldham, who is the founder of My Story, Inc. and The Well Story. And I just want to give you a very quick abbreviated version of Tasha's incredible background. Tasha is a hybrid documentarian and commercial director, and she founded My Story Incorporated, which is an incredible company that makes these beautiful, compelling, emotional marketing films for entrepreneurs and executives and social leaders and visionaries. And one of the things that is known about Tasha is that she coaxes the awesome out of anybody who gets in front of her camera, and she is a brilliant storyteller, and I could not be happier to have her as our guest today. So good morning, Tasha.
Good morning. Thank you for that very gracious, beautiful introduction.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is so true, and I have been a fan of yours and your work for a very long time, and it's just such a joy to have you with us today. And one of the things that that we really wanted to focus on today and the topic of our show is your why is essential and your story is compelling. And given the work that you do, Tasha, it is it's so timely. And I, you know, people have been obviously doing videos for a really long time, but I just feel like where marketing is going and with brands becoming so much more personal, you know, we definitely need somebody like you to help us get there. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you this morning is if you could tell us how, in your experience, that telling the story actually changes the course of doing business. What's your experience been with that?
Sure. I really encourage people to really own their story. And I feel like your story as an entrepreneur is probably one of the most intimate things you have. And then when you share that and someone listens, that's really memorable. And then it takes all the selling out of it, and then it has this relationship, becomes a relationship that has the potential to last a long time. So it's how we invite other people into our world, right? Because I feel like as human beings, we're hardwired for storytelling. You know, we tell stories. It's how we live. It's how we relate. It's how we connect to one another. Stories really, they're those ties that bind us. You know, we're a storytelling machine. So we're connecting that way anyway, and somehow when we go into business, it's like, okay, I have to be, you know, an entrepreneur now and leave my personal, you know, side, you know, at home. And I feel like, you know, it's about how you connect those two, right? How you blend those worlds of really sharing why you do what you do. It's like my biggest passion, because anyone can turn a camera on you. You know, everyone has an iPhone these days. But how do you really get to the root, the very core of why you do what you do, that essence?
Absolutely. And I have to say, you do it so beautifully. And and you know, and I love that you know, brought up that everyone does have an iPhone, and they do, and you know, and it's it's like we're living and doing business quite often kind of in these sound bites. But in my experience, I definitely can tell you that watching your videos compared to maybe somebody who has shot their own iPhone video, not that they're not charming, but there's something that you capture that I've not experienced a lot. But that said, I also know that there are businesses doing really well shooting their own. So one of the things I thought would be fun to talk about is if you could maybe address the difference between hiring a pro like yourself and somebody who says, oh, you know, I think doing it on my iPhone is just as good. So can you maybe speak to the difference, what your experience
sure.
has been with that?
And you know what? It might be best for certain companies to do it on their own. And a lot of people do it really, really well. For what I kind of believe and what I teach and, you know, really train my clients in is, what's in alignment with your branding? You know, we all hear about branding and, you know, it's a very hot buzzword, but it goes back to, what's your brand promise? What's the story you want people to know about you? And, you know, Walmart is telling a very different story than, say, Nordstrom's, you know, and
mm-hmm.
if Nordstrom's was making their own videos, it really wouldn't be in alignment with their brand, you know, and Walmart has a low price leader promise, you know, whether you're a fan of them or not, that's their brand promise. You know, you go to Walmart and you get the lowest price. You know, you can go to Nordstrom and you're going to get phenomenal customer service. You're going to get a very, you know, elegant, classy product, and you're going to get this brand promise that if you don't like it, you can bring it back no matter what. So I use those two vast examples of, like, what is your brand promise? And everything you put out in the world, including your video, as well as your website, which is really the face of your business now, your card, everything has to be in alignment with that brand. Because as soon as something is off, it doesn't, you know, it's out of continuity in the mind of your target market. So in terms of using, you just need to figure out what are you? What's the story you want to tell about your company? Because the truth
mm-hmm.
is, we're not really buying products and services. We buy what we believe. We buy an emotional state. So how does your brand make them feel? And what do you believe? And what do you stand for? And these are all the kind of things I take my clients through. You can do this on your own. I can't do it on my own. I didn't produce my own, you know, I have my story film, which you've seen. It's very hard, you know, it's like the cobbler's children don't have shoes. Like, it's hard
mm-hmm.
to do it for yourself, you know. I can't do it for myself. So that's why hiring a professional, but maybe you have a friend. Maybe you're not at the place where you have the resources to hire a professional, but you have that great friend who's a great listener who can draw and coax, you know, the very core of you out. Then have them interview you, you know. But it's really, it's asking those questions. Like I said, what do you believe? What do you stand for? What's the emotional state you're selling? What's the problem you're solving? What's the story you want the people in the world, particularly your ideal clients, what do you want them to know about you? What's the story that, you know, your raving fan, what are they telling other people about you? Because then when you can really hone that, they'll sell the product for you. Or the service, or that emotional state, and you won't have to. That's where word of mouth comes in, right?
Absolutely. You know, I love that, Tosh, and that's so generous of you. I feel like, you know, the fact that you just said, hey, here are some questions that you could have somebody ask, you know, if you were kind of in that in-between state where you didn't really want to do it yourself, but you weren't necessarily ready to make, you know, the investment into hiring a professional. You know, and just getting to the core of what your story is. But one of the things that you just said that I thought was really interesting is, what do you want them to know about you? So what I can tell you about our listeners is that we have both women who are executives and employed by really great corporations, and we also have women who are listening who are entrepreneurs. And so what I'm wondering is, it feels to me, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but it feels to me like an entrepreneur might have an easier time going there or telling their story. And for the women who are executives and employed by companies, do you find that that there's a space where they get to be encouraged to, you know, to talk about what it is that they want to be known for and yet still kind of stay within those corporate guidelines? Or is that a conversation that you get to have with corporations so that they start to kind of open up and loosen up a little bit? Have you seen a big difference between corporate women and entrepreneurial women in that regard?
Big difference. You know, I work with Fortune 500 companies and I work with, you know, startups and small entrepreneurs. There's a big difference
in how they operate.
However, you know, the first rule of storytelling is know your audience.
Mm.
The second rule is everyone has a story. So I truly believe everyone has a story. It's how you get to the why. So you take the corporate woman. Why is she doing what she does? You know, why is she putting in 80-hour weeks? What is it about that, you know, drive to work that, you know, and you really, really honing that why. Like, what is, and it's bigger than money. People are like, oh, it's a great paycheck, or, oh, it's the status. It's really never about that, because then you go at a level deeper. And that's what a lot of this branding work is about, is you keep going until you get to the core of it. So it's other questions like, you know, what inspires you to jump out of bed? And maybe working 80 hours a week and a big fat paycheck allows you to travel 2 weeks a year and really explore the world. Or maybe it's not about the big fat paycheck. Maybe it's about having a job of, you know, convenience so you can be home with your children in the afternoons. You know, of all the things in the world that you do, why do you do this? You know, that's the core of it. Why this company? You know, you were drawn to it for a reason. You're there for a reason. You're offering, you know, your gifts, your talents, your services. That's what you want to get to. That's your story. And that's what people are buying. Whether you're at a corporation, because the corporations are, you know, essentially, I don't want to say they're buying you, but, you know, they're employing your services. And that's what they're, you know, that's what the exchange of energy is.
Well, I love that. And I really wanted to address that, because I feel like if, you know, if anyone is listening today, either live or to the recording, and they're on the fence about this a little bit, I love that you elaborated on that. And everybody really does have a story. And I will tell you, Tasha, I watched the videos on the Storywell site. And what's so interesting is that I have found people in the medical profession and in financial institutions, they feel, you know, there's been this tendency for them to be very guarded and regulations and things that they can and can't say. And I feel like what you and your partners are doing with the Storywell is really taking that whole idea and kind of busting that up, that it can be personal, you know, and that's the name of our show, you know, business is personal. Medicine is personal. Finances are personal. And
wellness and personal healthcare.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the work that you're doing. And, you know, and like I said when I was introducing you, you really do coax the awesome out of people, and I've seen it time and time again, and it's really extraordinary. And I also know, because this is certainly the side of the road that I've been on. But what would you say to somebody who loves the idea of getting their story out there and connecting with their audience in this, you know, really authentic, compelling way, but the idea of them getting in front of a camera just terrifies them? I mean, is there anything they can do to get over that, or is it just a matter of saying, you know, Tasha, I'm just going to book a session with you, but you need to know I'm like scared to death. So is there, you know, what would you say to somebody who's just feeling a little resistant?
But it's a great question, and I would say that's probably 95% of my clients, because that's me. So I relate to it as much, you know, I'm behind the camera for a reason. It's where I feel really comfortable, you know, it's where I feel in control. There is a great vulnerability of being in front of the camera. There's no question, you know. I have I may have, you know, a background of working with actors, but my clients are not actors and they're not trained and we don't work with scripts. So I would say the biggest thing is find someone you're really, really super comfortable with, someone that you can talk to, because the number one thing I do, and I don't have, you know, there's a lot of things I'm not good at. I work with the whole entire team. I don't shoot. I'm not the cinematographer. I'm not the editor. I work with a very large team. What I do, and the directors under me, is we get them to forget there's even a camera there and really just connect with another human being, a girlfriend of sorts or guy friend of sorts, and just talk and really talk at a heart-centered level of, again, why you do what you do. What excites you? What lights you up? Get them really comfortable. You know, that's where our tagline is, we coax the awesome out of you, because it's hard. It's really, really hard to do. And you see this a lot on the internet. I would really, really encourage people not to memorize. I'm a big believer in having talking points. You know, going back to hiring a professional, that's what we do. That's why, you know, we don't just show up on the day with a camera. There's so much branding work that goes into it ahead of time and honing that message, that when you show up on the day, all you have to do is be your comfortable, awesome, fabulous self, because we have your talking points. And if you, you know, forget one, we'll remind you, oh, tell us about, you know, this point. And you brought up the story well. You know, doctors are a great example of that. You know, this new company, which is really an extension of what I already do, but it's really focused on wellness and healthcare, was born out of my own desire of, you know, I interviewed 6 doctors before I found the one. I wanted to have a personal connection, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could go online and meet my doctor and I didn't, you know, have tramps all over town, get in my car, waste my time, and not, you know, choose 5 of them, and really just get a sense of their energy and who they are. And that may happen in the pediatrician world, you know, where I interviewed a few different doctors before I found the doctor for my daughter. That's kind of industry standard. It doesn't really happen with oncologists or, you know, primary physicians or dentists, you know. But what if you could do that and you could meet them? So that's sort of where this new genesis, I thought, this really could change how healthcare is done in the world. And that's what we do in terms of, you may not be in touch with your why. You may think it's so deep, but that's what we uncover. That's what we excavate, is getting back to why you decided to go to medical school. You know, what is it that's so exciting? Forget the bureaucracy and, you know, managed care and insurance companies, but why this? All the things. So that's what we uncover, and that's what we share, and that's how you decide, you know, who's the best fit for your family.
That is gorgeous, Tasha. That's incredible. And I will tell you, watching the videos on the story well, it was so compelling. And I know I said that earlier, but your work really is compelling. And, you know, I think too, for the listeners, you know, really understanding that there is all of this work that's done before you ever pick up the camera. You know, that is essential. Like it's, you know, it's excavating all of those things. And then, you know, it really sounds like just, you know, putting you, the person who you're filming, really in a place where they just get to show up and be fabulous and they get to relax. And I'm sure the longer you go, the more relaxed they get. So that's really incredible. And something I want to do, Tasha, just so that we don't run out of time at the end of the show, I would love it if you would please share with our listeners how they could get a hold of you, if you want to share your web address or your phone number or whatever the best way is for them to reach you. I'm sure that they're, you know, if there's anyone listening who wants to know more about Tasha's work and connecting with her about what she does, would you mind sharing that, Tasha?
Sure. Yeah, our web address is mystoryinc.com, mystoryinc. And the best email is hello@mystoryinc. And if you're a phone person and want to reach out that way, we're at 323-374-3806. 323-374-3806. But email's always a really great way. hello@mysteryinc.com.
Beautiful. And we'll post that on the page as well, Tasha. But I just wanted to give our listeners a chance to connect with you and learn more about the incredible work that
you
do. And
I should probably also
mention
the sister company, which is still launching. You know, we're in kind of beta phase of this new venture, which you mentioned. It's thestorywellinc.com. And there's a little bit of work on there. And like I mentioned, it's really the same thing, but it's really focusing, you know, instead of on entrepreneurs and nonprofits, it's really focused on healthcare and the wellness industry and doctors and hospitals.
No, and your work is so good. Honestly, Tasha, when word gets out, I think you're going to have a waiting list of people. It's just, it's time, you know, it's time. And people, I think we're just so hungry for this. And, you know, and speaking of your incredible work, one of the things I didn't share earlier, but I know the career began when you were working with David Lynch and you had a little stint at Columbia and TriStar Pictures. But one of the things I wanted to share with our listeners is that you won a Director Guild Award for your very first film, The Smith Family, and you were nominated for an Emmy, and you were actually chosen by Filmmaker Magazine as the number one face of 25 hot new faces to watch an independent film. And I'm just wondering, Tasha, if from where you were to when that started happening, what did you do? I mean, did you have to campaign for that? Did you market for that? Or was it, you know, because I definitely believe that when we get into alignment with that thing that we're meant to do, that, you know, not to sound corny, but things start happening when we really have dialed into what it is that we're meant to be, right? Going back to what you were saying, what is your why? And I'm just wondering if that put you on a different trajectory with your career and to ultimately, you know, starting My Story, Inc.
It did. You know, it's funny you mentioned all, you know, the awards and the accolades, and it's phenomenal. And to hear that would seem, you know, pretty glamorous, and it was awesome to go through. But the truth was, I struggled, you know, as a filmmaker, I struggled for a lot of years. And the way that I kind of supplement that struggle is I would spend half the year and I'd make a ton of money working for some big company like Travel Channel or Nickelodeon or Disney, you know, and killing myself. I had no life, you know, traveling the world, which again seems really glamorous and awesome in your 20s and early 30s. But then I would take the other half of the year and I would take that big pile of money I made and dump it into my Save the World documentary film project. So that's really what fed me on a very personal level. And through this process, I developed this belief that I couldn't do what I love and be paid well to do it. I'd have to work for someone else, take that money, and then do my own stuff. And after, you know, just balancing these two stratospheres was exhausting. And after my, you know, 18th 20-hour day in another country, and while I may have been in Africa, you know, physically, was my mind really there? And was I, you know, really conscious with every, or was I 10 steps ahead in the next country I had to visit? I thought, I've got to develop another story. I have to develop another way because I really want to have a life and I really want to have a family. I had to do this differently. And, you know, my brother, you know, I come from a family of entrepreneurs, but I was the artsy too if I couldn't be bothered with marketing and branding. I didn't even know the difference when I started this company of what marketing, branding, and advertising meant, you know, like literally I couldn't tell you what they were. And my brother, just having his finger on the pulse, I mean, we're going back 15 years now because I've had the company since 2009. He'd been telling me, you got to do videos for the web. You have to. It's going to be so hot. And I'm like, no, I'm an artist. I'm a documentary filmmaker, you know. And I finally really looked at that and thought, there has got to be a way. And so this is how My Story, Inc. was born, was this huge desire to share my gifts and my talents and my passion for storytelling, and at the same time being paid well to do it. and have a life. Those are the three ingredients. And, you know, when I was the struggling filmmaker, I used to hear this story. Someone told me, when you're in alignment with what you're doing, the river will carry you. And I was always paddling upstream as a filmmaker. I loved what I did, and it was awesome, but it was a battle. You know, it was, everything was arduous. Everything was difficult. And once this company was born, I didn't know the first thing about opening a company at all. You know, the river carried me. The river literally, doors opened, everything became in alignment. I went from little tiny companies to, you know, Fortune 500 companies, like in a drop of a hat, directing commercials, nothing I could have ever envisioned. And, you know, the beauty of that is I get to wake up with my daughter and have morning dance parties and choose my clients and, you know, create really strong boundaries, which I was never good at, you know, in my filmmaking life. And I don't work evenings. I don't work weekends. You know, I get to really create the life I want now, which I'm grateful for the life I had before, but this is a life for me now, you know?
I do. I really do, Tasha, and I'm so happy for you. And, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, like you said, and this was, I did a show about 5 months ago with a really fabulous entrepreneur, and the topic was everything looks glamorous from a distance. And I just think it's so interesting that, you know, I mean, your very first film out of the gate, you're winning awards and all of these accolades, and just like you said, and it looked really great. And it sounds like it certainly came, you know, with ease and grace, meaning the accolades and the awards, which were completely warranted, but the minute that you actually stepped into that thing that was really pulling at your soul, it's like you said, the river just took you. And I really believe that's how it happened. And I know that can be a challenge for people to kind of get their head around because of all the pragmatic stuff. But I love it, Tasha, and I am so delighted that you were with us today, and I can't thank you enough for your time. I know how incredibly busy you are, and you have a location to go scout out right after our call. So, but thank you so much, Tasha, for being here. It's just been such a pleasure, and it's been really wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you. It's fun to talk about what we love to do, you know. We get to talk about our passions every day. It's fun.
Absolutely.
Thanks for allowing me to share it.
Of course, Tasha. Thank you so much. It's been such a delight having you, and I can't wait to see more stories that you're going to be able to share with us. So thank you again. You're so welcome. And I want to thank our listeners as well for being with us today. It's such a pleasure bringing this show to you, and I just want to remind you that we are here every Monday at 9 a.m., and we will be back next Monday morning when another Woman Leading the Way radio show will be presented to you, and our leading lady for next week is Jamie Pittman, and she is the president of Barron Center, Inc., and the topic for next week will be celebrating Women's History Month and the Women of Influence Awards, which are actually taking place this Wednesday in San Diego. So I hope to see some of you there. And I just once again want to thank Tasha so much for being with us today. And I will be back with you very soon. And until then, I am wishing all of you a career and a business that you love, a life that you're passionate about. And just please remember that what you do and why you do it truly does matter, because business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.